Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Can we try to get the PDF you are in full screen mode or presentation mode? Would that work?
整全屏，用全屏可以。
So, well, you sang a song to me that is originally in German, and to give you something back, you see a picture from China.
你们唱的是德国的歌，但是你所看到的这个图画是中国的图画。
Okay, well, this morning, I would like to share a few things about Psalm 104.
今天早上我们要来分享诗篇104篇。
Well, what would be the best thing to do with Psalm 104?
所以当我们看到这个蛮长的这个诗篇的时候，我们怎么来思想呢？
Well, the best thing to do with Psalm 104 would be just to read it.
最好的方式就是这样读下去。
And while we read it, we could marvel about God's greatness as reflected in the psalm and enjoy the poetry of the Hebrew poet.
所以当我们读的时候，一方面我们可以欣赏上帝。 他这个创造的奇妙，我们也可以欣赏这个诗歌它的美妙。And
while we read the psalm meditatively, we could look at pictures like this.
当我们读这个诗篇的时候，我们也一边可以看这些美丽的风景。Pictures
of beautiful nature, like from Zhuzhaigou.
So, 你可以看到这些美丽的风景啊，包括九寨沟的这个风景。
And at the end of reading the psalm, we would all feel good and praise God.
所以当我们读完这个诗篇的时候，我们大家的感觉都很好，我们也可以赞美神。Well,
this is not possible for a particular reason.
当然这是有一个特别的原因。Well,
the format of a chapel service requires a bit more talking from here.
当然，比如说，通常我们认为这个早会是要多从这个。 经文里面传一些信息。So
let us follow tradition and spend some words on Psalm 104.
所以呢，我们还是要按照这个传统，我们讲一些有关于这个104篇这个诗篇。I'm
not going to do it verse by verse and touch every verse in the psalm. That would be too much.
我相信，我们在这个时候不能够每一节都这样注解来看。
Instead, I just want to highlight a few topics that I find important after reading the psalm.
当我们读完这个诗篇的时候，那我会指出我认为一些重点。And
it's good that you brought your Bibles, whether in real form, like here, or in a more electronic form. And please read the verses I refer to along as I talk about them.
感谢主，我们也有这个印刷的圣经，也有这个电子圣经，无论如何。 当我指出这些经文的时候，你们都可以看这些经文。And
hopefully after lunch, you find the time to read the entire psalm.
希望我们在吃完午饭之后，你有找出一个时间把这整篇的诗篇再读一遍。Well,
Psalm 104 is a psalm about creation.
诗篇104篇很明显是在讲到上帝的创造。
And as an exegete, I could now talk about how the psalm is arranged after the 6 days of Genesis 1.
我们也可以说这个诗篇它的这个结构呢，就像这个创造六天创造的这个结构这个次序。But
this is what other people did before me already.
但是我相信你们在书上或者以前的人有跟你提过了。So
I will pick a few things just from the psalm.
所以我只要提出这个诗篇里面一些重点。The
first 9 verses are mainly talking about God. Taming and containing and managing the primordial ocean.
这边呢，首先的几节呢，我们就看到，上帝他在这个原有的，然后他的创造是什么？In
the ancient Near Eastern and Israelite worldview, the primordial ocean was a force of chaos that threatened life.
在这个近中东，他们的这个传统的里面，就提到这个所谓原有的这个海洋。 那个时候是一片的混乱。With
an untamed primordial ocean, life was impossible. Untamed.
So to put it in order. Yeah. 所以要使它有秩序呢，是不太可能的。And
but God tamed the primordial ocean and contained it.
但是呢，上帝呢，却使他有次序，并且给他一个范围。
There's no space for living beings, as explained in verses 7 to 9.
所以像就像第七节到第九节，让有一些区域就是给人住的地方。
At your rebuke, they, the primordial waters, fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight.
所以第七节说，你的斥责一发，水便奔逃；你的雷声一发，水便奔流。
The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them.
诸山升上，诸谷沉下，归你为他所安定之地。
You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth.
你定了界限，使水不能过去，不再转为遮盖地面。
In fact, the water of the primordial ocean is not just contained.
所以这个所谓过去的这个海洋不单单被限制了。
As it seems, God turns this potentially destructive force into a source of blessing.
上帝又把这个看起来好像以前是一个有毁灭力的，现在变成是一个好的地方。
The waters will never cover the earth again.
所以这个水呢，就不会再漫过这个地面。
But instead, they will water it, and by doing so, will make life possible on earth.
那这个水呢，可以用来让这个地可以有这个成长。
This is what verse 10 says.
这是诗节里面所看到的。
You make springs gush forth in the valleys; they flow between the hills.
耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间。
And now a couple of verses later, the psalmist talks about ships on the sea.
后面呢几节他又讲到这个
ships on the sea,
ship. 还有这个船在这个海里面能够航运。
That's in verse 26.
这是在二十六节。
And it is odd that in a psalm about nature, ships are mentioned.
所以这边有提到这样的东西的事情。
As far as I can see, they are the only human artifacts in the psalm. Human artifacts, things that humans made.
Which
verse? 26.
所以二十六节这边只有在这边呢有提到，好像说人所造的这个东西。
Of course, this does not make Psalm 104 a praise of global trade. Praise of global trade.
当然，他这边呢，主要不是在讲所谓这个国际性的贸易。
It goes more like this.
而是这样的意思。
The sea that is full of living creatures is a testimony to God's greatness.
也就是说，这个海洋里面所有的这些生物其实他们是见证上帝的伟大。
That's explained in verse 25.
这个在二十五节我们可以看到。
Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things both small and great.
那里有海，又大又广，其中有无数的动物，大小活物都有。
And now, 26 goes on saying, "There go the ships and Leviathan, which you formed to play in it."
所以二十六节就继续说，那里有船行走，有你所造的这个鳄鱼游泳在其中。
Leviathan is the primordial sea monster.
这个呢应该是提到在最原始的时候的那个大的兽。
And in the ancient worldview, this was a manifestation of the powers of chaos.
当然这个呢也预表当时的所谓这个混乱的这个情况。
But God tamed and controlled it.
但是上帝可以使它驯良。
It's not a threat to the ships.
所以这个大的兽呢它不会影响那个船的航行。
It's simply there to play.
只不过好像在旁边游水的样子。
And although it is in the sea, humans can safely navigate the sea.
虽然它还是在海中呢，但是人呢可以在海中可以自由的运行。
Nothing threatens them. Nothing threatens them.
所以这边没有任何的危险。
Thus the ships become evidence of the power of God who makes life possible in general and human life in particular on earth.
所以这边呢，我们就看到人的生命也有这个保障。
And that God is the creator by doing all these things is something important to uphold.
所以这是上帝所创造的一切，他自己亲手所扶持的。
I don't know about your church tradition, but in some church traditions there are creeds.
Creeds. 我不知道你自己的教会是如何，但是某一些教会呢，他们是有所谓这个信条。
And it is not without reason that both in the Creed of Nicaea and in the Apostles' Creed, they both mention God as the Creator in the very first sentence.
所以我们无论这个乃信的这个信条还是使徒信经呢，开头的时候都有提到是神创造万物。
It is an essential belief for the Christian Church.
所以这个是对教会是一个必要的一个真理。
I'm not sure to what extent the relationship of science and the biblical concept of creation is discussed in BSOP.
我不知道，比如说在非圣我们对所谓从科学角度来看创造跟圣经的角度来看创造，我们的观点是如何
？I have to admit that OT1 would be a good place to discuss this.
我想教旧约一的老师应该是一个很好的这个讨论这个点的地方。
But my students know that we hardly touch the topic.
但是在我这些班，我们很少讨论这个。
Because I don't feel like a real expert in the field.
因为我觉得本身不是这个所谓科学的一个专家。
Maybe I just should throw a couple of books at you to read.
可能我就让你自己去看几本书。
But anyway, it would be good to devote time, maybe even a whole course on this topic.
但是如果有这样的一个科目能够谈到科学跟圣经的关系，那也是很好的。
God is the creator.
神是创造者。
That is a faith that we uphold.
也是我们所持守的信仰。
But there is an entire generation out there that is being educated and shaped by science without God.
但是呢，我们也看到有一整代的人，他们的教育是告诉他们说没有神的。
Scientists don't need God to explain life on Earth anymore.
所以这个科学家他们好像不需要神来解释这个生命的来源。
And in fact, the idea of God is completely discarded in science.
所以在科学的当中，有的人就完全把神丢掉了。
But this psalm speaks with a clear and a beautiful voice about the divine Creator.
但在这边呢，这个诗篇我们看到他用一个很美妙的声音来形容上帝本身是那个创造者。
And with this psalm, we have a great start in our ears to begin this study of the relationship between science and the biblical concept of creation.
所以这个声音对我们来说是很悦耳的，让我们也可以看到科学跟这个神的创造的关系。
Of course, this is an open discussion.
当然我们不是在这边公开讨论。
And the results may vary from person to person.
或者说我们讨论的当中，很可能我们每个人的结论不一样。
But this discussion about the relationship between science and the Bible is important.
但是呢，讨论科学跟圣经的关系是重要的。
And we need to have it in one way or the other.
无论如何。
If we do not want to lose the generation out there that is shaped by science without God.
如果我们不想失掉这个没有神的这个世代。
And with this discussion, we can bring God back into the picture for those people.
我们和他们讨论的当中，可以把他们又带回到神这一边。
As the psalm goes on, in verses 10 to 13.
从第十节到十五节。
We read a lot about God being continuously engaged in this world.
我们就看到神他跟他所创造这个世界还是有很多的互动。
He's engaged in this world by sustaining it.
所以他是支撑着这整个的受造物。
And providing food for animals and human beings.
他为人为兽来供应他们饮食。
And as you read through those verses, you read that the world as it is designed works very well for animals and human beings. The world as it is designed works very well.
Okay. 所以这边比如说讲到这个飞鸟还有这个人类等等他们的互动也是很平衡的。
And of course, we all know that there are hardships on this planet.
当然我们知道说在地上还是有些其他的问题。
But the psalm concentrates on the things that go very well.
但是这个诗篇它所强调的就是这些平衡的事情。
And of course, the psalm does it with a has a right to do that.
当然这个诗人他可以选择用什么角度来讲他的这个思想。
And in those verses, the psalmist talks about humans and animals in verses 14 and 15. We're not going to read it.
Okay, 所以我们可以自己看这个14节、15节，讲到人类，也讲到这些动物。
The psalmist even singles out the cedars of Lebanon in verse 16.
16节有提到黎巴嫩的香柏树。
Because they were great representatives of God's majesty and His creation.
因为他们本身呢，就可以代表上帝的这个雄伟。
And in verses 17 and 18, specific animals are mentioned: birds, storks, wild goats, rock badgers.
17节、18节也有提到一些其他的鸟类和动物。
And there are more things mentioned in these verses, and it's all summarized in verse 24.
在24节，它就有好像一个总结。
O Lord, how manifold are your works?
耶和华，你所造的何其多！
In wisdom have you made them all?
都是你用智慧造成的。
The earth is full of your creatures.
遍地都满了你的丰富。
And as we think about the psalm, or when we look into nature,
所以当我们思想这个诗篇，也看这个大自然的时候，
we see the world that God has made.
我们就看到上帝所创造的这个世界。
And we should be in awe.
And we
should be in awe.
我们应该也在这个世界的当中。
Because what God made and does is really awesome.
因为上帝所创造实在是太伟大了。
Could be even more awesome if the projector would work perfectly. Anyway, it's really great what God does and did in creation, and now by sustaining the earth.
所以上帝的创造是非常的伟大，并且他支撑这整个的受造的世界。
And if the world around the psalmist made the psalmist praise God,
所以这个诗人呢，在这边他也赞美神。
We should praise God for this too.
我们呢，同样也要为这个事情来感谢赞美神。
But we should also be concerned about how we treat this earth.
另外一方面，我们也应该关心我们怎么样来对待这个世界。
Because with every new street that is paved, nature disappears.
比如说今天我们看到每铺一条的街道，那么这个大自然呢，就有一部分就失去了。
And we humans are literally into consuming nature.
我们人类从一个角度来说，我们就好像把这个大自然吃掉了。
Not by just looking at it, going there, but by making it disappear.
也就是说，我们所做的这些、所造的这些东西，好像就占据了这整个的大自然。
And of course, with the growing population, there is a need for economic development.
当然，这个人口的增长，那我们也需要所谓经济的增长。
We need houses, buildings, infrastructure.
我们需要这些基本的建设，我们需要这些房子。
But this also means that nature is on the recess.
但是这些呢，都好像除去了一部分的这个大自然的东西。
One of the most shocking topics of conversation around our dinner table was C6 2 weeks ago. C6.
The one that we ate.
No, the road circumferential.
Okay, I'm sorry. 我们上一次在吃饭的时候就谈到，在这个大马尼拉，我们要开一条的所谓 C6 的这个大道。And
because we just learned 2 weeks ago that C6 will be built in Antipolo, in the nice hills with lush vegetation just behind Faith Academy.
那我们就发现说，这个 C6 这个大道呢，是会建在这个 Faith Academy 旁边，他们这个原来。 就是一个很清脆的一个山坡。That's
the school where our children go to.
也就是我们的孩子他们在上学的地方。It's
located on a hill looking down on Manila.
所以是在一个山坡上，你可以看到整个的大明寺。And
at the back there are hills with lots of trees and some residential buildings.
那边呢，我们当然有很多的这些树木。
And now, As it seems, C6 will be built there.
但是呢, 很可惜, 好像这条路呢, 必须从这个, 清脆的地方经过。
We are grateful that they're going to spare Faith Academy.
但是我们感谢主, 他们不会影响到这个学校, 校园本身。
But it's still difficult to imagine that in a couple of years, this nice valley will have disappeared.
但是呢, 也很难想象, 再过几年, 这些很漂亮的地方就没有了。
Of course, we all know how difficult the traffic situation in the Greater Manila area is.
另外一方面，我们也理解，在这个大明市，这个堵车是很厉害的一个问题。
And everyone who tries to go from here to somewhere else in Metro Manila knows that we need improvement.
我们都知道，我们需要有更多好的道路。
But with every forest that is cut and with every new street that makes a rice paddy disappear, we have less reasons to praise God.
但是我们发现, 每一条开心的道路, 那有些树木就不见了。
We may be thankful to the government for providing us with roads and more roads.
一方面我们感谢政府帮我们开这些道路。
But that's different from praising God for the beauty of nature.
但是跟我们赞美神的创造有点不一样。
And losing reasons to praise God as the creator and the sustainer is a great loss.
所以我们如果不再能够为神的创造来颂赞他, 这是一个很大的损失。
Psalm 104 makes clear that nature has a value as a pointer to God's majesty.
104篇, 给我们看到这个大自然的伟大, 让我们看到神的伟大。
Nature has a value.
或者说这个大自然有它的价值,
and we therefore should value it too.
因此呢，我们就要保护这个价值。
Well, with this, I don't mean that we all need to rush out right now and become environmental activists.
当然我的意思不是说我们等一下大家就是积极的来推动这个环保。
But Psalm 104 can help us change our attitude toward nature.
但是这个诗篇104篇可以帮助我们改变我们对大自然的 看法.
It encourages us to protect nature because it is appointed to God's majesty.
一方面也鼓励我们要怎么样爱护我们的环境。
The next thing I would like to highlight about Psalm 104 is dependency on God.
另外一方面我想指出来的，也就是说我们需要依靠神。
I talked about God's ongoing engagement on earth even after creation.
刚才我们有提到上帝不单单创造这个世界，并且和这个世界继续的互动。
Verses 13 and 14 talk about that.
这个是34节是说这些事情。
And 27 to 2 verse 30.
还有27节到30节。
These verses speak about how God establishes the conditions on earth so that humans and animals have enough food.
这些是提到 上帝怎么样安排让人跟动物他们都能够得到食物。
And in verse 28 to 30, God is presented even as the one who gives his life and takes it back again.
28节、29节也就提到上帝是给生命，但是他也可以收取这个生命。
And the fact that in those verses only animals are referred to doesn't mean that we humans are not included.
虽然这边比较是提到动物，但是应该也包括我们人类。
God reigns even over life. God reigns over life.
上帝是使我们的，给我们这个生命。
And it is easy for us humans in the 21st century to forget this.
但是我们在21世纪很有些时候我们就忘记这件事情了。
God takes care of us.
是上帝眷顾我们。
And if you would, isn't it that nice?
你认为这个风景不是很漂亮吗？
Okay, here we go. Well, most people in the West nowadays would read this combination of letters as God is nowhere.
如果我们现代的人当他们读这几个字母的合并的时候，他们是会说上帝已经不见了。However,
knowing that we owe our existence to God.
但是我们却是认为上帝是在这里。
And the mere fact that we are alive and enjoy life today.
也就是说我们今天还活着，这个就证明上帝还是存在的。
Should make read us those letters like this.
应该我们读这几个字母，应该是说上帝现在在这里。
God is here.
神在这里。
And because of this, we are alive and have a place to live, clothes to wear, and food on the table.
因为神在这里，所以我们有饭吃，有衣服穿。
In our very existence as human beings, we are dependent on God.
所以我们作为人类呢，我们是需要依靠神。
Knowing God that He is the powerful creator and the sustainer.
当我们知道神是那个伟大的创造者，也是那个支撑者。
Knowing this, we know that we can trust Him.
我们也因此知道我们可以信靠他。
So when we soon enjoy our lunch in the dining hall,
所以等一下我们在享受我们的午餐的时候，
and when we say grace before the meal,
我们在吃饭前祷告的时候，
let us do that with a really grateful heart.
希望我们也真的带着一个感恩的心来祷告。
And as an expression of our trust in God providing for us.
也是表示我们信靠神他。为我们来供应这一切。
He's the one who gives us our daily needs.
是他给我们每一天的需要。
So this prayer from the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, is a short summary of a couple of verses in Psalm 104.
所以我们可以说，主教导我们的这个祷告，今日粮食赐给我们，可以说是104篇的一个缩影。
The last thing I would like to talk about is what is mentioned in Verse 35.
最后一点，我们要看35节。
That says, it's the last verse, let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more.
愿罪人从世上消灭，愿恶人归于无有。
And these are the last words before the final closure. Bless the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord.
所以这是在最后颂赞之前所提出来的。我的心，你要称颂耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
It's a strange verse at the end of this.
我们可以说，好像这个三十五节是一个很奇怪的一句话。
It's a beautiful psalm about creation and the beauty of creation, and now you get this.
因为前面呢都是讲到这个创造的这个美丽，但这里忽然间讲到这些罪人、恶人。
But this verse has its place here.
但是这两句话是应该在这里的。
Because through creating and sustaining the earth, God brought order into it.
因为上帝在这个创造的当中，他是给这个整个宇宙有秩序。
And the order that is seen reflects God's majesty.
当然，这个秩序呢，也是反映上帝他的伟大。
And God displays His rule as the creator, sustainer of the earth.
上帝是这个统治者，也是这个支撑者。
Now, sinners and wicked people are those who oppose God and His rule.
罪人跟恶人，他们是悖逆神，是抵触神的。
And that's why the psalmist says they don't have a place on earth.
所以诗人说，他们不应该在这个世界里面。
Everything is well ordered.
世界原来就是很有秩序。
Everything is ruled well by God.
上帝也管理得非常的好。
And anybody who doesn't want to align under this rule has no place.
所以那些不愿意顺服在上帝的统治下面的，他们不应该存留在这个地面上。
Everything in nature points to God's majesty.
大自然的每一样东西都是指向神的伟大。
And therefore, everybody on earth should acknowledge God's majesty.
因此，这个世上的每一个人，他们都要承认上帝的伟大。
That's the ideal behind verse 35.
这个就是三十五节背后的意思。
But sinners and wicked people don't acknowledge God's majesty.
当然，这些罪人、恶人，他们不会承认上帝的这个美丽跟伟大。
They live against this ideal.They live against.
他们的生活是跟这个概念是抵触的。
But the psalmist agrees with this ideal that everybody should acknowledge God's majesty.
但是这个诗人他的总意是人要认定神的伟大。
That's not something that is far away from the New Testament.
其实这个跟新约所教导的并不相差得很远。
Of course, we don't pray anymore that people would disappear from the earth.
当然在新约里面我们没有说这让世人就从这个世界上消失。
But the ideal that everything should be under God's rule is also found in the New Testament.
但是呢，这个概念也就是所有的受造物应该在神的权柄下面，在新约里面我们也是可以看到的。
Although it is there in a different form.
虽然它的表达方式不一样。
In Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul says that one day every knee shall bow to Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第二章说，有一天所有的膝盖都要跪拜耶稣。
Everything will be subject to Christ's rule.
所有的东西创造物也都是在他的统治的下面。
And as the psalmist of Psalm 104 talked about the current order on earth, the current order on earth, Paul talks about the universal future order.
这个诗篇104篇讲到这个世界目前的这个秩序，当然也要影射到将来的秩序。
Everything should be under God's rule.
也就是凡事都要在神的统治下。
And that's the prayer in Psalm 104, verse 35.
所以也就是35节这边的祷告。
Is an encouragement to us to align ourselves with the expectation that everything will be under Jesus' rule one day.
也就是鼓励我们，我们要记得也知道说有一天所有的事情东西人也都是要服在耶稣基督的下面。
So these are the points that I found interesting and important after reading and studying Psalm 104.
所以这些呢就是一些我读这个诗篇我认为很有趣或者很重要的一些点。
It talks about the grandeur of creation and God being a great creator and sustainer.
一方面看到上帝他是创造者，也是这个所创造的东西都是很雄伟，并且上帝支撑着他所创造的。
It teaches us that nature is appointed to God's majesty.
也告诉我们这个大自然是指向我们来认识神的伟大。
That we are dependent on God.
我们也是需要依赖神。
And it talks about the expectation that everything will be under God's rule.
另外一方面我们也知道说万物都应该服在神的权柄下。
But above all, let us join the generations before us in praising God.
我们让我们一起跟上一辈的人他们一起来颂赞我们的神。
Because he is greatly to be praised.
因为他是值得，比他是伟大，值得我们配得我们颂赞的。
Amen.
Amen.